perspectives. You love it. You love how it makes you grow, how it gives you a broader, expanded view outside of Whitelandia here. You love that. You love being one of those people. You value being one of those people who contributes to our democracy, to our culture here, that says, no, no, we're not just going to give into these isolated media bubbles. I want to have a bigger, expanded conversation because I want to be part of a bigger, beloved community. 877-500-5266. Again, 877-500-5266, or online at kboo.fm. Become a member of KBOO today.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Run Mama Run 2017 on Sunday, May 14th, starting at 8:30 a.m. at Mount Tabor Park in Portland. This is an all-ages fun run of 5 and 10 kilometers on Mother's Day to celebrate mothers and benefit Family Forward Action, dedicated to economic opportunity and security for mothers and their families. Again, that's Run Mama Run 2017 on Sunday, May 14th, from 8:30 till noon at Mount Tabor Park, Southeast Salmon and 60th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partner who donated food for our volunteers today. Lunch was provided by Black Bear Dinner, located at 105 Northeast Burnside Road in Gresham. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. and serving home-style cooking. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now. That's 877-500-5266.
And this is KBOO Portland. It's 10 in the a.m. Coming up is Air Cascadia, followed by Flashpoints. And at 11, Digital Divide talks to cybersecurity author Jeffrey Carr, who challenges the narrative that Russia hacked the DNC emails. And this is the part, one of the couple of times a year when we ask, we remind you, the listeners, of just what it takes to keep an electronic media outlet like KBOO going and keep it strong and fierce and independent. And that is your participation. That's right. It's time for you to make that hard left turn from being a passive consumer to an active member. You can do that at kboo.fm/give, or talk to someone live on the telephone at 877-500-5266, or come see us in person. See the faces behind the voices, and I promise you, we do have the faces for radio. 20 Southeast 8th Avenue between Ankeny and Burnside in Portland, 97214. That's all coming up thanks to your friends and neighbors who stepped up. Now it's your turn. And now, here is Air Cascadia. We'll be right back.
morning, Cascadia. Today is Friday, May 12th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your sanctuary radio, your community radio, your resistance radio, your membership radio. Yeah, that's why we're a community. That's why we can say that in all honesty. We don't have to pull our punches here. We don't have to... sort of weasel around the fact that there's a tremendous amount of corporate influence floating around. No, because we really are a membership. We are a membership-supported community radio station. This is it. This is this is what it comes down to. So bearing that in mind and paying close attention to, right now to the phone number, which let me give that to you once before we get rolling here. We've got James Henry on the line, and I'm very, very pleased that we are going to be able to hear more about Bayrock and Trump's dubious friends. First, that phone number, though, it's 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Call that number make community radio really happen. This really is membership, and this is phrase you want to use, the rubber hits the road, however you want to put this to yourself in order to get to that place where you are ready to commit to community radio right here, right now. Right here and right now, we've got James Henry on the line. And his books include The Blood Bankers, Tales of the Global Underground Economy, and The Pirate Bankers. James Henry has been... quoted and has been amongst a circle of economists who have touched on the subject of Donald Trump's connections with Bayrock. Can you talk a bit more about that? There is a documentary which I cannot believe the information in it, but in any case, Bayrock and Trump.
Well, yes, that's one of a number of deals where the president was involved with shady characters involved in financing his real estate projects. He really got into the situation because he had six bankruptcies in the 1990s, and he really could not finance his development projects without relying on no U.S. banks would lend to him. His only creditor was Deutsche Bank, which was, is also, we've seen, deeply involved with the Russians. And so he really had to turn to former Soviet Union states like Kazakhstan, Azerbaijan, Russia. He makes a point of saying, I have no business in Russia. That's not quite true, but it is almost true. But the point is that he got an awful lot of money out of the former Soviet Union to finance these projects, most of which have gone belly up. So the Trump Soho is a 46 story a tower in Midtown Manhattan. At least $380 million of finance went into that, including a lot of loans from various sources. But Bayrock was his lead partner in that, and it was run by a twice convicted felon who was strong ties to the Russian organized crime. So this is the sort of deal that we see over and over again. And I think more and more people are beginning to appreciate that, at the very least, our president didn't have a lot of judgment when it came to the people he was doing business with.
Can specifically Felix Sater. We have so little time, which I'm about to apologize profusely for. Yeah. But Felix Sater in particular is one of these shadowy characters that Trump apparently had no problem associating with. That seems, for someone with presidential aspirations, that seems a bit odd. You wouldn't want.
Well, I think the best thing I can do for your audience is to just cite a couple sources for them to go to. One is my American Interest online magazine back in December, a long article about all of these deals, including the deals with Bayrock, and also the latest two Dutch documentaries that are on my posted on dcreport.org this morning, and with David K. Johnson's site that I am an editor for. And also, they can follow me at Submerging Market.
Yes.
On Twitter, where I'll post all these links. So I think that's the best way to get into this rather complicated, but ultimately a very disturbing story.
One quick question. Felix, it all seems to come down to Felix Sater, and then of course FL, the FL group. What astonishes me is with the. This is documentaries out, all this information available, Why? Mm-hmm. Why everybody is scratching their heads and, this is pretty...
Well, I think that, there's two different versions of the story. One has to do with last year's election, and the Democrats are all upset about the collusion, alleged collusion between the Russians and Trump's team. That whole story has gone down a rat hole because it requires classified information to get to the bottom of it. We really need an investigation. This other story about a history of kind of organized criminal activity, money laundering, and deals with people from kleptocracies is kind of sitting there in plain view. But the only media, it's really quite a scandal, ABC News' Brian Ross didn't do his job on this. 60 Minutes didn't do his job. Frontline has not done the story. We've had to rely on, German television, Dutch television investigators who've done an outstanding job over the last 3 or 4 months since my article came out, just reporting on the criminal connections.
James. We're fresh out of time. If you could come back next week and continue talking about this.
Sure. The story is not going away.
Thank you. Yeah, and we're not going away either. This is Membership Drive at KBOO, and the best times of year when we actually get to talk to everyone of you out there. This is one of the radios, this is one station where we are going to be covering Felix Sater, the FL group, and Trump's connections with people who have smoked their enemies. It's incredible. And the fact that, why doesn't our own Ron Wyden ask about that? He's asking a few questions, but I keep waiting, holding my breath, for him to talk about this. Yeah, they talk about money laundering here. We don't launder the money. We leave it dirty. The money is real. We know that you worked hard for the money that you are giving to KABU. We appreciate that. And we are very, very grateful. We want to hear from you, and we want to include you in this, this community, this group of extraordinary, amazing people who have decided they're going to commit their hard-earned money to this radio station. Jenna is out there. She's a volunteer. She's a consummate professional, and yet she comes in and volunteers her time and energy to the station. There's a reason for that.
Good morning, Chris. So, Chris, we're here in our spring membership drive. I'm actually joined by Ani.
Good morning.
Our volunteer coordinator here. And, as Chris is pointing out, we're the dirty station. We like to take your money, not launder it, and get into the nitty gritty. We like to get into those crevices and really get in there. That's what I love about Air Cascadia. Chris doesn't just allow things to go by. So if you want to get in on the dirty nitty gritty, non laundering, give us a call at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266.
And really, that is in essence, look at our public affairs programming, our news programming. We are here to cover stories from the very local to the international, because we realize they're connected, right? What affects the macrocosm affects the microcosm. We are here to cover those stories from perspectives that are unpopular, that are controversial, that are left out of the mainstream, because we know that that's where the juice is. That's where we can actually inform and educate ourselves and use that information, use that news to form our own analysis, and then to move forward into social change. We hope that we inspire people to make the world a better place. And it all starts with you taking right action now and calling 877-500-5266. Please do join KBOO Community Radio. Please contribute $5 a month. $5 a month adds up to $60 in the course of a year. And what is really important about that is that $5 a month sustains us.